Hey, this is Dave Saunders. Thanks for joining the Glyco Boy podcast. The whole purpose of this podcast is to help you learn more about health, nutrition, and all the topics surrounding the research and the news that you're hearing out there about these topics. Now, I've been studying nutrition for about 10 years. I'm a national speaker on the subject. And what I'm here to do is not tell you to go off and ignore the advice of your doctors, but I am here to tell you that there are things that you can do to take care of your body. And the more you do those things, the better your chances are of not dealing with chronic degenerative diseases. And this kind of information is validated over and over again through studies that come from decades and decades of research. Now, as you hear this, you might be thinking, well, yeah, but isn't there, you know, this new study, or wasn't there this new thing that came out and said this or that? And we're going to cover some of those topics and kind of show why some of those studies are actually going in directions that are contrary to basic nutritional principles, and why those studies actually validate the importance of nutrition versus just running off and grabbing a synthetic chemical or a synthetic copy of a vitamin and packing those in your bodies and expecting those to actually make you better. So we're going to try to cut through all that kind of different information, just share this with you, and just try to, you know, have fun and keep these things short. I don't want to bore anybody. So, you know, you're going to keep listening to this podcast, and it's going to be something that maybe you're going to tell other people about and just share information, because the important thing, especially here in the United States, but also countries like Canada and the United Kingdom, we're looking at a pretty severe epidemic, and that is an epidemic of chronic diseases that are not caused by bacteria or viruses, diseases that are not caused by people being chronically run over by buses. We're dealing with chronic diseases that are caused by the body simply not functioning correctly. And that's a pretty significant issue because it's incredibly expensive to deal with. And ultimately, who pays for all those people going through the hospital dealing with chronic diseases that there are absolutely no drugs to treat the diseases? There are drugs to control the symptoms and make the people feel better, but there are no drugs that actually treat those diseases. So people are getting sicker and sicker, and we're paying more and more. And we're either paying through our tax dollars, or we're paying through increases in our product costs. One estimate from General Motors is that they spend more on their health insurance premiums than they do on the steel used to manufacture their cars. How much do you think that's costing you in the price of your car? And when we look at the paradigm of Western medicine, you know, it does a lot of amazing things. And I personally had a pretty serious trauma issue, very life-threatening, well over 10 years ago. And if it wasn't for some of those modern technologies, I wouldn't be here today. So I'm not here to tell you to just reject Western medicine, but those technologies come at a risk. According to the American Medical Association, in an article published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, over 100,000 people die every year as a direct result from taking correctly prescribed pharmaceutical medications. That means the right person was given the right drug, they took it the right way, and they died, because all drugs are poison, and sometimes they just kill people. Another article published by the American Medical Association in the Journal of the American Medical Association said that over 750,000 people end up in the ER every year as a direct result of interactions of two or more pharmaceutical drugs. That's a pretty big risk, considering that there are absolutely no studies to determine any of those interactions. So any known drug interactions are based on completely anecdotal information, which means somebody got sick. Somebody ended up in the ER enough times that doctors finally decided, hey, maybe these two drugs shouldn't be taken together. because there are no formal studies being conducted to determine interactions for two or more drugs. If you're listening to this podcast and you or a family member or just somebody you know is taking two or more drugs, how much of a risk are they at? Just because they're not having an interaction today doesn't mean that something isn't going to change in their body that could actually lead to a drug interaction. Or they can eat a food. And we'll talk in future podcasts about how food and drugs can interact. Not just herbals, but actual common foods can actually decrease the effects or amplify the effects of certain pharmaceutical medications. And that could also put you at risk of dangerous interactions or dangerous effects of individual drugs. So the whole point of me sharing this information is that these are types of risks associated with Western kind of battlefield style medicine. And it doesn't mean that we shouldn't use it when it's necessary, but it does mean that we should be very aware of how to keep our bodies as healthy as possible so that we can reduce the risk of having to deal with one of these diseases, or if we are dealing with one of these diseases, reduce the severity of it so that hopefully we can reduce the level of drugs that we're on, or maybe have our doctors take us off of some of them altogether. And I see this happen with people all the time from coast to coast in several countries where I've worked with people, where I've shared this kind of information with people and educated people. And so I'm here through this podcast to share this kind of information with you. So that's it. We're at about 7 minutes, and I appreciate you listening, and I look forward to having you listen to the next episode. Bye-bye.